About by Mole Tuesday night.
Right, good evening everyone, good evening. We have a Shaila here, comes to Shabbos. You have a pet, or you go to someone's house for all the Shabbos and they have a pet, a rabbit. You want to stroke the rabbit or pick up the rabbit. A child wants to pick up the rabbit, or they have a cat, dog. And come in different various forms, this Shaila. Are you allowed to hold a pet, a cat, dog, rabbit, these sort of things on Shabbos? And if you can't hold it, maybe is there a way to stroke it? A lot of people don't have these shilas, are far away from these shilas. A lot of people are stunned, they're repulsed by animals. They don't mind eating them, but they don't like dealing with them. And they're quite happy that the sheikh deals with it, or the person who involves with animals, very nice. But when it comes to themselves dealing with it, they're very happy to stay away. That's obviously, there's no shilas involved, very, very clean. But the question is, when a person has got a natiya to touch animals, or let's say a person's child, people tell me that they've got a child which they themselves want. They made the therapy out of the animals, and therefore they soon the animals are going to need therapy from all the fact that the people are using them as therapies. And the shayla is, can they touch them on Shabbos? That's the shayla. And if they can't, can they stroke them? And if the adults can't, can under bar mitzvah? All these sort of shaylas is very, very, very straightforward. We're going to go one after the next over here. Be'etzem muksa, the halacha Shulchan Aruch says that bali chayim are muksa. So a bal chay, an ant, or any animal, any bal chay, anything is from an ant to a lion, it's all muksa on Shabbos. So the problem with it is, if it's muksa, we know that halacha is very straightforward, that you can be miyachad muksa. So if you have a stone, you can be miyachad it, take a stone from outside, a brick. You can set it aside from Erev Shabbos and put it by your door and use it as a door stopper, as a holding up a door. And that is a direct kula, Shulchan Aruch says very clearly in Shein Ches Sivchaf, Charoyis Shal Dekel, you can take Charoyis as like a branches of a Dekel, and you can be miyachad it, that it should be designated for something which is okay. And the question is, why in the world should there be any shayla over here? You go to the vet and you pay hundreds of pounds. Someone just told me that they had a rabbit that they paid £700 for an operation for the rabbit. And they needed injections every few weeks afterwards just to do an operation to the rabbit.
No NHS?
So, no NHS, odd law, not yet. It's coming soon. Soon the NHS will be responsive a bit quicker than for the animals. But the end of the day is that, no, we can't say that because NHS we are grateful for. But the Maisa, we have to say that the clearly the question over here is, why in the world is there a Shaila Bakhlab? We know there's a Mufurash Alocha that you could be Miyachad, something which is Muksa, and if you could be Miyachad, something which is Muksa, why should the Balchai be any different? You go and buy it, Aldas, it should be yours. Aldas, it should be yours in order for it to be that you pick it up and play with it. That's what they do with it. So, primarily, some people can have cats for the mice and they don't want to know, but a lot of times the people are buying cats, or especially rabbits, in order primarily for cats to pick it up and to move it. Why is it? What's the shayla bechlal? And you should know, in fact, the Maharach is a ruah, is of the opinion that yes, it shouldn't be any different to any other muksa style, which you've got the koyach to be miyachad it, certainly over here, miyachad la'olam. However, there's a lot of shittas which are cholik on this. And the big names, which is the Rosh, the Maharach is the Ruah himself brings the Rosh. The Rosh says, Bal Chai is different to your stones. Your stones is one thing if it can be yachid, but when it comes to a Bal Chai, there's an added reason why a Bal Chai you can't use on Shabbos. A stone you can't use, because the only thing reason why you can't use a stone is because it's muksa, it's useless, it hasn't got use, so we say something which hasn't got use for before Shabbos. It's muksa unless you make it a use from before Shabbos. A bal chai has got a separate problem, and that is you can't be mishtamish with a bal chai. Just imagine you have a horse, and you want to on you miyachad it before Shabbos, but you can't actually use it and go on it on Shabbos because of this gezeira of Chazal under the umbrella of the malacha called kotzer, that you might uproot a branch, and you might use it for a stick in order to guide it. Therefore, Chazal said you can't be mishtamish with Baal Chai. So it's an added issa, which Chazal said, when it comes to Baal Chai, then you're not allowed to be mishtamash with the Baal Chai. Now, correctly so, you're a friend good, Zot the Rosh, very nice, past gazera when it comes to a horse, when it comes to these sorts of animals, but when it comes to your little rabbit, there's no passage zot and such a thing, of them Zot the Rosh is a lopelok. That means you can't use yichud, which usually works for regular muksa, when you have some another gezeiras chazal to deal with, which the other gezeiras chazal to deal with is that you can't be mishtamash with Baal Chai. That's what makes it worse than the regular shaila that you have regarding sand. No, sand is muksa, but if you miyachad it in a sand pit, it's okay. You have to worry about a losh. But all these things, you got shaila muksa, they actually wanted to know about the protests in Eretz Yisrael. They asked Rav Eliashiv, can it be miyachad the stones of Yerushalayim, that if let's say there's a Afghana on Shabbos, can they be mishtamash with the stones? Yes, it's muksa, but it's miyuchad lekach. All the stones in Yerushalayim are miyuchad, that if there's a Afghana, then you throw them. That's what the Rav Eliashiv was asked, and he said, that's still the mechanism based on the Shulchan Aruch later. You can't use it. But Be'ikaron, there is a musig of muksa, that you're miyuchad. Actually, the reason why he gave you can't is because there's only a one-off use. The stone is just a one-off use once, and it's not used miyuchad. The term of yichud only helps if you miyachad the same thing again and again. Whereas with stones, you just use it once, and then you're not going to trace that stone back and use it again. You're going to use other stones on that. You don't find a het of yichud. That's interesting. That's for lekach and lekach. But a ma'isa is that is why a Baal Chai is much worse than a regular case on muksa. And therefore, when it comes to a Baal Chai, the mainstream shittas are Rishonim, the Rosh, and many other shittas of Rishonim who hold that when it comes to Baal Chai, you can't apply the rule of Yichud. This is how, actually, Rav Avadi Yosef, he's got a tshuva on this. And he says, when you have the Rosh, which is one of the Go'ini, one of the Meir HaHira, out of the three that he chooses, the Beis Yosef chose three Rishonim, out of all the Rishonim that he chose, the Rif Rambam Rosh, and he called the Rosh, Rif Rambam Rosh, the Gedolei HaHira. And therefore he says, if you have a Shalom of the Rosh versus the Merachai Zeruah, you can't always do it like that, but in this case he wants to say that it's posh that one has to be Mahwe and not being Soymach on the fact that you'll be Miyach in the Baal Chai. Now, very good. This is obviously talking about moving Muksa with your hands, your bare hand directly. When you're moving a Va'alid, that's not a Shaila Bechlal, it's absolutely not considered Muksa. That's a very interesting point. In fact, Shulchan Aruch discusses it, even B'mochim she'ein by Erev. It's a very funny halacha. Shulchan Aruch says that there's certain cases you can, if the lead is within three tefachim against the zach, then there's a way that you're allowed to take a dog on a lead and it won't be considered a hitzah of touching the lead. Either way, it's certainly not going to be a problem of muksa. Muksa only refers to when you touch it in itself. Very good point there, thank you. But our shaila is when you're picking up the animal, that's going to be the potential shaila. Okay, so we can establish quite confidently that there seems to be a problem with holding a rabbit. Very nice. So we're going to be machmir. We're trying to be machmir. I remember 6 years ago, pretty much exactly 6 years ago, I went to Gateshead and I was with Rabbi Falk, a string of shailas. And one of them, as I said, it seems to be the minhag. A lot of people are getting bali chayes, and I want to know what's the story on Shabbos. He says, say shver to be relying on ma. Zeh shver to rely on the Merachai Zeruah. That's what he says straight away. It's very shver to rely on this. So we can see that the mainstream poskim is to be machmir on the shaila. The shaila is, when is a yeh a mokum to be makel? Obviously, there's some shittas want to say when it comes to mokum choli, a person needs it either for sight, either for health, or whatever reason a person needs it for mokum choli, if it's regarding a person's health, that's when a person can already start being makel, like you have a shitta, Merachai Zeruah, mokum choli. There are a lot of shittas who want to say that a person can rely on these shittas to actually hold it and use it where need be.
My shittas, yichud
is memela. That our question really starts off that yichud is memela. You go to a shop, it's always memela. My question is, it's not so common, Baruch Hashem, choli maybe is, but it's not so common what we see. Children holding animals, that's more common. A lot of times when it comes to rabbits, a lot of people who want to hold it is usually children under the age of bar mitzvah. Could we say that maybe for children we should rely on Merachai Zeruah? So in and of itself, not really, but there's another shitta out there. The Bi'aloch and Shimam Gimel brings from the Gaon, it brings from the Rebbe Kivi Eger, Rebbe Kivi Eger's tshuva, that there's a mokum lehokum, if a child wants to do a malacha derabbanon, for the tzorich for himself, for his own tzorich, The Bialocha brings that a person can be makel. The case of Rabbi Akiva Eiger is nifla, is unbelievable. Where Rabbi Akiva Eiger says he wants to get a chumash. If the person wants to take a chumash to his shul, b'mokum she'im by erev. Zohar Rabbi Akiva Eiger, I got eitza. Give this chumash. Give the chumash to a child, and the child will take it to shul. He'll hold it in the Rishus Rabbi, in the Karmelis for himself. When he gets to shul, he'll use it a little bit, then take over and read with him. As a result, Rabbi Akiva Eiger lemaisa, the Halacha brings it in Shin Mem Gimel. He says only to rely on it b'shas al chak. And therefore, what he's basically saying is that if a child wants to do malacha de rabbanon for his own personal use, not for the father, there is a greater makom lahokel. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger, it's the Rashba, it's the...
You're not allowed to tell him to do it.
Well, it could even be you're allowed to tell him, you can let him do it if it's for his own benefit. So over here, if the child, in our case, the child wants to touch the rabbit or something for his own benefit, the Bialoch is saying that there's a many shittas Rishonim and Achorinim, the Gon, the Chlonim, the Rukiv Eger, the Rashbot, the Ram, there's a lot of shittas who hold that for a cotton to do a malacha de rabbanon for his own tzorech, you don't have to stop him. So where's the mitzvah of chinuch? Where's the mitzvah of chinuch? The chinuch is when the child is doing it for the father, then there's a mitzvah to stop him. But if the child's doing it for himself at the rabbanon, there's no mitzvah to stop him. Keneged Shulchan Aruch, by the way, Shulchan Aruch holds there's a chiyuv to stop him, even if he's doing it the rabbanon for his own tzorich. Just get this clear. The ma'aseh bi'alocha brings shittas of shacholach in it. Shulchan Aruch Rav is soymech on it when it comes to tzorich, a person can be makel. So I'm thinking like this. If a person has a child who's really desperate, under bar mitzvah, is really desperate to hold rabbit, the chayt on Shabbos, that to rely on the marach is a ra in itself, but you have this bialocha that says a person can let his child do malacha de rabbanon, where is the real tzorich? Now you have to realize, you can't just take this bialocha and use it whenever, because theoretically, your child can turn on the keyboard on Shabbos afternoon and play the ganze Shabbos afternoon. What is it? It's a malacha de rabbanon. The rov poskim, keyboard is de rabbanon. So you're going to suggest that according to this bialocha, he's only doing his de rabbanon, he's doing it for himself, all these things are okay, he can play the drums, there's nothing that you can't do. Kamat, everything is the rabbanon in the playroom, just look around the playroom, you can do drums, you can play keyboard, you can do play though maybe not, because it might be already, it might be memorech the raisa, but most things are the rabbanon, and therefore, it's very schwer to rely on this, obviously we don't rely on this lechatchila, but this is another tziruf, that if a person has a child, it's just tricky, and he's in a situation that he feels the need, he's recommended, even without coming on to choli, a child is lechoy another sniff logo. Another zakhe, very interesting. So all this is talking about holding an animal, to actually hold an animal, to move an animal. Madino, if a person just strokes an animal, again, for some people these shailas are not negair, but it's Torah here, but limud are not on a tzrichim. And when it comes to this shailas of moridig and moridig and noisa, that to actually touch to rub the animal, to just stroke the animal's fur, is a greater tzad lahok and shochanor. Shochanor speaks about in Shin Ches, where a person's got dirty hands. Shochanor says a person's got dirty hands, then he's allowed to rub it on the tail of a sus. In Shin Beis, the Sifri Dalef, Shochanor says that if a person's got he's got dirty hands. Mekancha beznav hasus. You can take the zonav of a sus and rub it on the zonav of a sus. What happened with muksa? Since when are you allowed to move muksa in order to get to clean your hands? Fet the bialocha from the Torah Shabbos. Zot the bialocha. It must be talking about that the zonav is not mechuba. It's not. It's detached already. The animal that the sus died. And you've got a zonov, you've got hairs in the back garden, and you want to rub your hands on the znavasus, which is already detached. Zot bi'alocha, this teretz, I can't be makabel. Lafiyin is daiti, yesh la'ayim bazesh, lihuska zeh b'shun poisik. Azazach, that to twist the Shulchan Aruch is talking about the znav, the zonovasus is talking about mechuba. It doesn't say anyway, and in the Tisaftas Nishmash Mazay, Zot bi'alocha, I want to tell you my umpshat. Zot bi'alocha, you could say, that you know what the ganze is of tiltil, the efsha dele also rak gufon the balei chayim. Maybe the is of muksa is only if you actually move the flesh, the actual body of the animal. You pick it up, you move it. Veloy besaron kashuhu mechuba lehem. Not the actual sear, the fur, the hair which is on it. Lechoshev kukufon bazeh, v'tzorachim. B'yaloch has got sad to say. Shulchan Aruch, you're going to start saying that a person's got dirty hands, you can, Shulchan Aruch allows you to rub it on the znavasus, the zonov. And the Torah Shabbos says that it's talking about where it's betonish. It's like, Gerusa Chiddush, that would be aloha. Pasha is talking about where it's mechuba, a live sus, and you're allowed to touch it. So the aloha wants to tell you that the ganze isa muksa could be only applied to the moving the guf, kumta, but to actually move the fur, that could be okay. But Sorachin, it's not a lot of chokim on the aloha. They want to support the shita of the Torah Shabbos. Lemaisa is, you have a nocha snif lahoko. If a person is not actually moving the actual guf, abehima, just moving the fur, that's oicha nocha snif lahoko. Then, finally, a lot of people have shilas where the rabbit, they take the rabbit out for a Shabbos afternoon for an hour, for a shpatzi, they have a big room, and then after an hour, they want to make sure that the rabbit is inside. So obviously you have a serious shaila of tzot. Madinoi, if the rabbit is roaming around the room, and it finds its way, you come inside the room, and it happens to be inside the cage. And what you want to do is, now that it's inside the cage, you want to close the door. So you're not trapping it and chasing it inside the cage. It's there already in the cage. You just want to close the door. Is it an issa of tzot to just close the door? How come you're not chasing it inside the cage? You could say that I didn't chase it inside the cage, I'm just closing the door. Ma'aseh Mishnah Berurah's Machmeh, he's got Machmeh on the Shaila, he says this is Kipshuto Imamish Sod itself. It doesn't have to be that you're chasing inside, it's enough that it's inside and just closing the door. Dosei is Oich Sod, it's a very important Nekuda to remember. So again, all these shilas is again for some people these shilas are not so negeir. For some people it is. I just want to end off with an interesting zach that I think is one of the biggest mechsholim that I can think of at the moment of dealing with a pet on Shabbos is what you see sometimes. In the park where the dog, we mentioned this before, the dog. They take a dog out on Shabbos. One of the big mechsholim that can happen is that the dog, the Hashem does it in the teva, as the dog is moitzi rei, which is moitzi a waste, right? So it goes in the park, and it goes on the side and it makes a little bit. And the shayla and here the law of the country is that you get a fine if you don't pick up the waste of the dog, of the toy of the dog. If you don't pick up the toy of the dog, there's a fine. And this is taka the chayra grobe isa fun. Muksa, because normal there's a heter of a graf shel rei. If a person has a balchai and it's got soya there, there's a heter graf shei. It's ekeldig. Even in the garden, it's taka a lot of times ekeldig. Oh, but sometimes, as I in the park, the chayyah is no heter of graf shel rei. And the chayyah does ha'orah chashuva ad moed.
Why is graf shei? There's so many people around.
Yeah, so if it's taka on the pathway, so you can see graf shel rei, it bothers other people. Oh, but a lot of times they go do it on the side, and the law still tells you to pick it up. And a normal English person will take his bag and as on Shabbos go, you know, do the zach. The chayyah does that ha'orah chashuva ad moed. This is something which I don't think there's a glatter heter for. I think it's very important that when a person takes it, you see it lemaisa b'chush. If you got your eyes open, you see lemaisa, and it's something which is the chayyah a serious shayla of muksa. The chayyah there's no heter to even do it till zmanatzav. We discussed already, but this is the Nekuda. Again, people have the Shaila, they want to know if they can pick up an animal on Shabbos. We said already that the Rosh holds that it's not going to help to be Miyachid al Balchai because the Balchai has got a separate Issa of being Mishtamish with it, and therefore doesn't help. Yichud is not like your stone. The stone you can be Miyachid, but this you can't be Miyachid. And we said Hagam Maracha is a Rosh Cholok, so Negeita Choli will make it. Of negeita cotton, we had the episode based on the Bialoch and Shimem Gimel. It is a mokum lahokel. Of the kibshuta, the mainstream person is the hachman on the shayla. Great, that's good.
A dog.